And yet, if you truly look at the sky, you'll find every color under the rainbow. The grass shifts in light, darkens in rain, glows gold in the sun. Reality isn't fixed, it's fluid. But our early systems aren't built to reflect that. They teach certainty, not curiosity. You learn to stay within the lines, sometimes literally. You began to doubt the value of your wild ideas, your silly stories, your strange thoughts that wandered too far off the page. No one told you directly to stop imagining. But the signals were clear. Grow up. Get serious. Be realistic. And so, you adapted. You became efficient, focused, responsible. You learned how to succeed in the systems built around you. But in doing so, you also learned to silence something essential. That soft, untamed voice inside you, the one that still wanted to play, to invent, to wonder, grew quieter with every passing year. This book is about that voice, the one you buried under deadlines and expectations. The one you're just now starting to miss. Imagination is not a luxury. It's not decoration for creative types or a childhood phase to be outgrown. It is a vital part of being human. It's how we solve, how we connect, how we create lives that feel worth living. Without it, we don't just lose our sense of wonder, we lose our sense of what could be. If you've ever felt disconnected from yourself, if you've ever looked at your life and felt something was missing but couldn't name what, if you've ever longed to feel inspired again, not by something you consume, but by something that comes from within, you are in the right place. This is not a book about becoming more imaginative. It's a book about remembering that you already are. You've simply forgotten how to listen to that part of you. In the pages ahead, we'll explore where imagination goes when it's silenced and how to bring it back. You'll uncover the quiet forces that suppress your creativity and learn to recognize the moments when wonder tries to re-enter your life. You'll discover how imagination is linked to healing, to identity, to truth, and why reclaiming it is not just personal, but radical. This is not about escaping reality. It's about expanding it. The spark never left you. It's been waiting. Let's go find it. Chapter 2: The Silent War on Wonder. There's a moment most people don't notice, when a child begins to hesitate before sharing an idea. It's subtle, almost invisible. A pause before they raise their hand. A second glance to see if anyone else is laughing. A quiet edit before they speak. It doesn't happen all at once. It happens gradually, over time, as the world begins to make its expectations known. At first, imagination is encouraged. We laugh when a child tells us the sun is a dragon or that their sock is a tiny submarine. We cheer when they draw purple trees and backward houses. We tell them, without telling them, that this is allowed, this way of seeing the world as infinite. But then the rules start to arrive, not as punishment, but as structure. The sky is blue. The grass is green. 2 + 2 = 4. This is the correct answer. This is how the day goes. This is what matters. And in many ways, that structure is helpful. We need shared language. We need orientation. We need to know how to navigate. But something else arrives with those rules, a quiet shift from discovery to compliance. We begin to tell children what to see before they have a chance to look. We begin to value the answers more than the questions. And without ever meaning to, we begin to tame their wonder. That's how the war begins, not with resistance, but with routine.